Let's meet our next two contestants, Jeffrey Hamilton. You work at a veterans hospital, and a lot of people have had memorable first dates with their now spouse. And you had an excellent, memorable first date. What happened?
I had a magnificent first date. It all went well, and it was time to offer up a kiss. I leaned in. I have a little trouble with vertigo. I hit the ground. The nice thing is she said, oh, God, I got to follow you home.
Oh,
I can't believe
nice.
I never thought of this.
Brilliant. It was like you were the damsel in distress in that case.
Indeed.
Your opponent is Andrew Kaufman. Andrew, you were working on a PhD in food science. Okay, so...
That's right.
Is there anything you can't eat anymore?
Cheese.
Why?
Oh, nothing to do with safety or anything. I just don't like it.
Wait a second.
It was a huge relief.
So did you always hate cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So your PhD hasn't made you hate cheese more.
Don't eat alfalfa sprouts.
Why not?
Yeah, you can't really clean them that well.
Oh. Well, what's potentially on them?
You don't want to know.
Okay, got it. They're so little. What could be on them?
Could be some cheese in there. You never know.
All right. Now, if you were an element on the periodic table, which one would you be and why, Jeff?
Tonight I'd be Einsteinium.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Andrew, how about you?
I looked this up before I came up here. It's praseodymium because I'm difficult to read.
I'd say so. So this game is a hot combo of late 1960s rock and roll and high school chemistry. We are going to go to Jonathan Coulton for this.
Yes, thank you. Contestants for this game, we have rewritten the Rolling Stones classic, Jumpin' Jack Flash, to be about gases. The original intent of the Rolling Stones was to write a song about actual gases, and they never got around to it. Buzz in when you know which gas I am talking about, and the winner will move on to the final round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I untied a balloon for it floated by. Breathed its gas. And my voice started getting high.
Andrew.
Helium.
Helium, you got it.
Don't want Novocaine. My dentist gives gas. Now it's all right. The pain is gonna pass. It's called laughing gas.
Andrew.
Nitrous oxide.
Yes.
Very nice. Have you ever had that?
My daughter went to the dentist because she had like 40 cavities or something like that. She actually had to get a filling. I felt terrible. She's 10 years old. She had to get a filling.
Oh, what are you feeding her?
Jeez. I don't know. But she had to go get a filling. She was really nervous about it, and they gave her the gas. And then afterwards, she was like, that was fun. And now she says, like, I hope I have cavities when I go back.
First one's free.
Yeah,
first
that's one's free. Right. That's how they get you.
Noble gas that is used in fluorescent light. And the place from which Superman took flight.
Jeffrey.
Krypton.
Krypton is correct.
When my lungs respire, I'll breathe out this gas. It'll help plants, for flowers and grass, it's a vital gas.
Jeffrey.
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, you got it.
Andrew, I don't know if you cover this in food science. Should you breathe heavily on your plants to make them bloom and stuff?
Go for it.
Spoken like a true scientist.
It hasn't helped my plants.
I like that you're like, you've tried it, clearly.
Do what you feel. It's the first rule of science. Here we go.
Ask a cow how it makes natural gas galore. Eats its chow, throws it up, and it chews some more. And then pow, it starts belching from its core. This is how ruminants make CH4.
Jeffrey.
Methane.
Methane is correct.
In a cleanser, this will shine up your glass. NH3 is a hazardous gas in a caustic class.
Andrew.
Ammonia.
Ammonia, yeah, that's right. This is your last clue.
In the stratosphere, this layer of gas stops UV rays from hitting landmass. There's a hole, alas.
Andrew. Ozone.
Yep, that's right.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, it was very close, but at the last minute, Andrew pulled it out. Congratulations, Andrew. You're going to the final round.